today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
Elections are on everybody's mind because we had two by-elections yesterday, federal by-elections in the Toronto area, an election in Saskatchewan, one in BC about a week or so ago, and in New Brunswick. And more often than not, the incumbent governments, or in this particular case, political parties, will return. But there's a new poll today that suggested most Canadians don't want a federal election during the second wave of this pandemic. Reporter Terry Pedwell says a majority of those asked actually don't even want one next year.
The results of the online survey by Leger and the Association for Canadian Studies suggests 47% of respondents want the next election to be held in the fall of 2023, 4 years after the last election. Just 25% of respondents say they want Canadians to head to the polls next spring, and 18% a year from now.
So what is this aversion with elections and during the pandemic? What's the tie-in here? I want to bring Professor Donald Wright into the conversation. Professor Wright, of course, is the chair of political sciences at the University of New Brunswick. Professor Wright, thank you so much for the time. Glad you could join us today.
Listen, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Is there a mindset here that, hey, we're busy here with this pandemic. We're in survival mode here. Don't bother us with elections. Is that the mindset?
That's certainly part of it. Look, no one wants to go to the polls. No one wants to risk their health. And remember, this is really interesting. Older people tend to vote. Younger people tend not to vote. We don't know why. It's very complicated. But again, older people tend to vote, and they're most at risk. So they, as I say, are reluctant to go to the polls. But I think, at least in the case of New Brunswick, I can speak most closely to, Elections New Brunswick ran a very good election, technically. I mean, the masks, the distancing, the cleaning, the use of mail-in ballots, it was no more dangerous than it was going to a grocery store to cast a vote in New Brunswick. And I think it was like that in other provinces as well, especially using mail-in ballots.
It's a different scenario. I know some people are probably seeing some of the footage from what's happening with the U.S. with their advanced voting for their election. But it's a different animal altogether. I mean, there are things like voter suppression, not enough polling stations, et cetera, down there. Elections Canada, for the most part, or even at the provincial level, seem to do a pretty good job of getting their act together when these things happen.
Yeah, and I think we can be very, very grateful that we're Canadians and we don't have the sorts of, as you point out, awful technique to suppress the votes in the United States, to suppress voter participation in the United States. It really is grotesque. But in Canada, for a whole variety of reasons, it's independent agencies who divide up the political boundaries, who run the elections and keep politics out of elections, which is how it should be. And I think one of the reasons we keep returning these majority governments in New Brunswick, Saskatchewan, and British Columbia is people want stability. And they see the mess, they see the dumpster fire in the United States right now, and they see what bad leadership can lead to. And they say, thank God we've got sane premiers. Thank God we've got a sane prime minister.
By the way, we should mention Saskatchewan, I believe, Professor, was the only fixed election date. That was a scheduled election anyway.
Yes, that's right. Yep. And they were a majority government, and they had to go to the polls. That's right.
Yeah. What about voter satisfaction? You mentioned about, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, clearly. Just about every one of the governments we're talking about here, including, by the way, the federal government, notwithstanding some of the stuff from opposition parties these days, are getting pretty favorable reviews for handling this. In other words, making sure that there are programs that are available, for assistance programs for the people that are going to be hard done by this. And that must be a factor when you go to mark your X on a ballot.
Absolutely. You might complain about other aspects of the government, and there's lots to complain about at times, but I think that we can point to very competent premiers and a competent prime minister on this pandemic. They've kept Canadians relatively safe, and that is borne out in the numbers when you compare it to other jurisdictions, certainly when you compare it to the United States. The hospitalization rate is so much higher, the death rate is so much higher in the United States because of the absence of leadership at the top. But politics have been largely kept out of our pandemic response. It's been a bipartisan or tripartisan, in the case of New Brunswick, response to the pandemic. And I think, again, voters are grateful for that.
That's, I think, one of the subplots of this whole scenario, and probably from coast to coast to coast here in Canada. Whether it's a new, an NDP premier in BC or a Conservative premier in Ontario, actually, Premier Moe is, for all intents and purposes, a small-C Conservative, the Saskatchewan Party. But they're all acting the same. In other words, they seem to shove party ideologies aside and just say, let's all get on the same page here. And I know that they have consistent discussions with the Prime Minister about this and conference calls, etc. And they're all singing from the same song sheet. That doesn't happen very often.
No, and again, I think that's a very good thing that we have a consistent, unpolitical or apolitical response to the pandemic, and that the premiers are taking not their marching orders, but they are listening to their public health experts, and they're implementing very clear, very consistent guidelines on managing the pandemic. You know, Bonnie Henry in British Columbia, she's something of a rock star out there.
Yeah.
And I think Premier Horgan very clearly was on Team Bonnie. She wasn't on Team Premier. He was on Team Bonnie.
Yeah, let the experts be the experts. Sadly,
exactly.
That's a message.
Exactly. And in the United States, you see this distrust of experts, distrust of science. You don't see that in Canada. The premiers have been listening to their experts.
Absolutely. Professor, a pleasure having you on the program today. Thanks so much for your insights.
Listen, thank you for inviting me.
Great talking with you. That's Professor Donald Wright, of course, from the University of New Brunswick.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.